afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, just loving life and loving being here with you, changing some ideas, bringing some new information, hopefully, going over the bridge, the spiritual information, to see what... Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. And as always, I'm just so excited to be here, sharing things with you, bringing information from the world of spirit. And since I am able to connect to the other side, to be your bridge, they all gather around and are anxious to bring the information to you. This is the time, you know. Anyway, what we're talking about today is the economy. The wind down in the economic atmosphere that is here that we must cope with. And so one of the questions that I had is, I think considering how many people have been losing their jobs, what does spirit have to say about this? What does the spiritual hierarchy say are the reasons that this is happening? How do we prepare for it? Even if you have a job today, will you have it tomorrow? And if you don't have it tomorrow, how do you prepare for that today? So this really is the question that I wanted to address today. One of the first books that I took from individuals on the other side was Julius Caesar. And the reason he has such a close connection with me then and even now is because I remember being his daughter, Julia, over 2,000 years ago. And so there is a close connection between the two of us. I have this great love for the man and respect and honor his commitment that he made when he came to Earth. He was assailed by the dark forces and was knocked off of his mission, you might say, but he was warned it would be difficult. All of this he talks about in his book that I took down, Conversations with Caesar. Now, the reason it has an interesting point today is because even over, oh, I don't know, I guess 5 or 6 years ago when he gave me the information, might even be 7 now, he spoke then of what was to be here today. And one of the, well, if you want to consider it a warning or advice, he said, pay down your debts, live within your means, save some of what you earn. And others were saying the same things in the many messages that I had received. And here we are today. In other words, they could see around the bend. They knew it was coming. They tried to prepare us. And so we are here now at that moment when what they saw is here. For those of you who have not signed up for Lord Metatron's abundance calls, what he has been doing, and they just have been beautiful, this is a free conference calls on prosperity, and there is a group of 4 of them. And I would like to mention that to you because for this particular month, we have 2 conference calls that he will be giving, and you can go to www.metatronminutes.com and sign up for these free conference calls because I want to tell you they are just remarkable. People are getting so much out of them. And he tells me the next group of free conference calls is going to be on sacred geometry, which I think is going to be very interesting also. So first of all, let us talk about manifesting in general. And one of the things that he told us on the very first conference call is that he explained about manifesting in the past and the new energy that has come in and how it is going to be necessary to change the concept of manifesting today because of this new energy. And what he said was this, that in the past, you might identify with this. Manifesting many times came about because of those forces who would use force to bring forth what they desired. And they were strong signals that were sent that you might say had this sense of the masculine warrior energy, perhaps, might be a good way of identifying that. And so those who were manifesting on that vibrational wave. And so what Lord Metatron said is that there is new energy today, that it is lighter. And to implement our thoughts and desires, that we have to use this new energy. And what the new energy is going to be is with love. You could manifest in the past without love. We saw this in corporations who amassed great profits. That was on the old way, the warrior way. And so we must visualize, when we use our thoughts to visualize with manifesting, we have to come from the point of view of love and also compassion, that everyone has an opportunity to participate in the world's benefits. We are all one. And so this is the new energy. And if you're not manifesting from that point of view, the planet is not going to support you. And this is good to know, because if we are trying to manifest from the old perspective, universal mind is not going to support it. So in the past, it was concerned with will, and presently and in the future, it is connected to love. So that is the basis now of the change. It's a platform of the love energy. It is part of the general change, and it is one of the reasons why there is chaos right now in the financial markets, is because the old paradigm of the masculine energy and force is not being supported. And what is underneath of that? Greed. Well, the knowledge of that will come to the surface, and we will all see it for what it is. And humanity is going to change its concepts, too, about not supporting greed, and we're starting to see that. Now, the reason that Lord Metatron discusses this is because what he is saying is God is answering the pleas of humanity. There are so many here on this planet who have suffered because of not having enough food, water, of being oppressed by others. We might have been very fortunate in places where we have lived where we have not had to live under this kind of oppression. We might have been living in a place where we had relative freedom of self-determination. But there are many who have sent forth their pleas to God to change this. And so this is what is happening today. Consumerism. If we have been too involved in buying for the sake of buying and not because you've had a real need, that, in a sense, is self-destructive, because you have a mindset, perhaps, of taking more than what you really need. You know, that has been a concept of many of the ancients. If you look at past history, if you look at some of the wisdom from the ancients, they, many of them had that aspect about themselves, you take from the universe what you need and nothing more, because that way everyone will be provided for. And what we have seen, if you are living here in the States, for instance, you see that a very small percentage of people have most of the wealth. And we have seen this along the lines of blatant discrepancies where some of the corporate CEOs are taking tremendous sums of money way beyond what they were entitled to earn, way beyond their place as a human being in the human race, trying to amass numbers way beyond what they would ever need. So you might say this is a leveling now. There is coming into place a level playing ground. Level in the sense that these new energies of love, and that we are all one, and that we are all related to one another, that the particles of the status quo are being reestablished. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that, as you probably are aware, energy is never destroyed. Energy changes. Let's consider water for a moment. It is liquid and flowing until you freeze it. And the energy within that water now is an ice cube until it falls and it is back into water again. And it is the same with the energy of manifesting and what is happening right now, that energy is not destroyed. So the energy from the old paradigm of this masculine control and moving to the elements of love and cooperation and plenty for everyone, this sharing, the old is not destroyed, but rather the particles are being rearranged. The same particles of energy are being used, but they're being transmuted, and they are being, shall we say, the placement of it is a little different to bring forth a new platform. And so what happens is there is this moment of chaos as the particles are being rearranged. Now, this is what the spiritual hierarchy are telling us, that this is a moment of chaos, but it is because it is making way for the new creation. Chaos is always at the beginning of a new creation, and it is because of these particles moving into place. Lord Metatron and others tell us this is not a moment to be in fear. And on the free conference calls that we have given, we do meditations, and Lord Metatron helps us to release the fear. The fear of the economy, the fear of our place, where we are going. He reminds us that, in essence, we are all taken care of. And you might say, well, my goodness, if I lose my job, if I lose my house, or if I have that fear hanging over me, how am I going to be taken care of? And so one of the things that he talks about is thinking outside of the box. In other words, so many of us have thought of our place in society as working for someone, someone other than ourselves. Getting a job that a corporation has offered to you, working for another. And what he is saying is, we now have to start thinking outside of the box. Maybe you're going to supply your own form of income. Let's talk about that, because I really like that idea. If you've listened to some of my discussions in the past, you might remember two stories that I had told about this very thing. And I'm going to repeat them without going into too much depth, because they are demonstrating something. I told a story about a woman who was a waitress in a very nice restaurant, and her employer purchased some new cheesecake that he was going to sell. And she tasted the cheesecake, and she says, "My goodness, I could bake something better than this. It's not so good." So she went home, and she baked the cheesecake, and she brought it in, and everybody loved it, and they started selling her cheesecakes. And she started baking them. People started purchasing the whole cheesecake, taking it home with them, until she got to the point where she couldn't do it anymore. She had neighbors come in and follow her recipe, and she bought stoves. And, of course, now she has a big business. And so this is, to my point of view, what this is demonstrating is, while you're working, while you have a job, be aware of what is around you. And what I mean by that is the opportunity, because it is, like they said in the movie, Maria von Trapp in The Sound of Music, you know, she went to Mother Superior and spoke of her love for this man. She was confused. And Mother Superior said, whenever God closes a door, there is always a window that is opened. And so look for the window. Look for the opportunity. You might not come across a recipe for a cheesecake to produce for people's palate something that they will really like, but there are opportunities all around you. And so relax. While you're working, look at opportunities around you. They might be knocking at your door. You'll get some idea, something that you could pursue in the event that you lost your job. You might even find something that you like better than your job. Now, another story that I have told is about this woman who, she was married, and her husband died. She came from an era where women stayed in the home, took care of the house. The man went to work. He took care of everything while she had very little knowledge of the bills that were being paid. He took care of all of that. And so when he died, she didn't know where anything was. She didn't know what the assets were. She found out that she had very little, didn't even have life insurance. And she was in a quandary. What in the world am I going to do? And so she sat down with a pad and pencil, and she wrote down what all of her skills were. She didn't have many skills. She thought, "I can drive a car." The woman could drive a car. She had a little bit of money, and she could drive a car. And then she put on the other side of the paper, what were things that were in demand in her community? And she thought about prom night, how perhaps it was dangerous for young people to be out on the streets if they had been drinking and driving. And she thought, maybe these parents might like the idea of somebody chauffeuring their children from the proms for wherever they were going. They knew that they would be safe in her car. And she thought of the business people in her community who were going back and forth to the airport. And so she started out with this, and she bought a nice vehicle. It was an antique, actually, but she had an outfit that went with it and became self-sufficient for the first time in her life. And so this is the other thing that I wanted to talk about, is sit down, write out your skills. What is it that you do that has potential of some sort? You might have a long list, you might have a short list. and then look around at what is still opportunities out there in the world. Because you really know this, my friends. No matter what happens, wherever there is a travesty of some sort or a failure of some sort, what comes out of it is always an opportunity someplace. As Lord Metatron says, think outside of the box. Don't box yourself in to think that the only way that you can survive is to depend upon someone else to give you a job. If there is not someone else out there ready to give you a job, then look at the opportunities, your talents. What is in the community that is still considered an opportunity in your eyes? Where do you think you can make money with it? And so I give these two examples because I think they are good examples if you are a person who is looking for a new startup business, so to speak, a new startup way of earning your own money. Then there is another aspect. Maybe you have an ongoing business. And maybe such things are happening that you have a reversal and you can't afford the staff or the rent or some of the other trappings that you need to spend. Think outside of the box. How can you conduct your business without that office, without that staff? There's always a way. And perhaps one of the most important things to put into place is, number one, to relax. Use music, use candles, whatever it takes. Relax. It is in that state of relaxation that you engage the mind. Relaxation, and there are studies out there that really tell us that relaxation is a key point to bring forth from the mind new ideas. It gives it strength. It opens up doorways that are closed. And so you have to find a way to relax. You have to find a way to give over the fear that you have to the light. Clear the fear, release it. It does you no favors. And then meditate. Because what happens is, when you meditate and you are completely relaxed, and you send your quest or your question out to the universe, it comes back clothed with an answer. Very important, my friends. You relax, you meditate, you send that question out to the universe. The answer will come back clothed in possible choices. Now, you might not hear that answer as I do. I'm clairaudient. I can also see into places that perhaps you can't see and hear. So if you haven't developed that skill, you have to be aware. Aware of what, you might say? Synchronicities. And if you don't understand synchronicity, let me define it for you. You send out a question. You might hear something in music, in lyrics that remind you of something, a choice, a pathway, and you say, my goodness, isn't that interesting? You might meet someone who is talking about something that intrigues your imagination, that comes forth with an answer to the question that you sent out to the universe. You might have a dream keep a dream journal. Look for the synchronicities. God knocks at your door many times with an answer, and you don't recognize it because you're not listening. You're not aware. Make yourself aware. And what Yeshua said about knocking at the door, you always get an answer. It just doesn't always come back in a form that you recognize right away. So be alert. Know that you're taken care of. Know that there is a way. And know that you might have to think outside of the box. Don't box yourself in. Be willing to look at all of the possibilities. Be willing to be self-sufficient. Be willing to stand in your own power. Be willing to walk into your mastery. That is what this moment now is about, my friends. So don't sit in fear. Know that every challenge is an opportunity, and every opportunity brings us the potential of growth. And once you walk into your mastery and you find solutions to these challenges, you know that you have mastery over your life, and no matter what happens, you will always find your way because you are holding God's hand. Stay close to Source. Tune in to the universe. Know that everything is in divine order, as indeed it is. And know that there is a reason and a purpose behind these challenging times. But most of all, don't go into fear. That is the most important thing right now, my friends. Don't cower behind fear. It is a threat of the dark that comes into your life. And I know sometimes we have to walk through the valley of the dark to get to the top of the mountain where we can see the sunrise. And when we get there, it is a beautiful picture indeed to see the rising sun come up and shedding light on our endeavors. We are never lost. We are never lost. We think sometimes we are, and we despair. And understand that in our desperation, in our despair, all that is energy. Our emotions have brought forth an energy that can be cleared so that we can look again upon that path that takes us to our mastery. And so, my friends, give us a call. Our number here is 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, 888-815-9750. We're here to listen to how you feel. We are here to share perhaps your concerns or perhaps how you solved this problem. And maybe you can share this with those who are listening, either live or in the archives. You see, my friends, this is a pivotal point in our history. It is a pivotal point because things are not going to stay on the status quo. We're being shaken up. We're being spun around. And it is because there is something glorious coming. It is so easy to see our brothers and sisters who are sorely tried by what is going on around them. And it is so easy to put yourself in the direst of situations. What if that happens to me? What am I going to do? And so it is so easy to go into fear. And so what I am saying, I am repeating what Julius Caesar said several years ago, to take a position of facing ahead of time what might be the path where you're going to be walking and doing some planning. 877-876-5227. So, my friends, what do you think of all of this? Have you found a way to bring prosperity in your life that perhaps I haven't discussed at the moment? Now, on the second conference call that Lord Metatron gave, and they are so beautiful, people tell me how they feel after they attend one of the conference calls, how they feel the love and the guiding force from the spiritual hierarchy. And so I'm going to repeat a few things that Lord Metatron said in the second conference call, things that we have to do if we want abundance in our own lives. Number one, understand that all on this planet are your brothers and sisters, as they were created by the same ultimate creator. Number two, be willing to accept all and not judge their path. If there are those who seem negative and opposite to the light of God, be willing to understand that perhaps their path has taken them in a different direction, and the ultimate creator loves them as much as the creator's mother, father, God love you. We'll take this call, and then we'll continue with this. And your name?
Helene Carolyn.
Helene, did you say?
Yes, I did.
Hi, Helene. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, this is marvelous, and I'm so appreciating it. It's great. And I was just calling from last week because I called in at the very end, and I was wondering if you'd look at my records to see where exactly on this planet I belong.
I love it. Where exactly on this planet do you belong? And why do you phrase it in that way? You feel that you're in a different place, Helene?
Yeah, I'm not exactly at home here yet. Financially, I'm not in a position to make a move, and I'm not quite sure where I belong. I lived in L.A. for a while. That felt pretty good. I like Europe. I visited a lot through working on press trips, but I'm not quite sure where I belong now. I like Asia, too.
Okay, so you really are convinced that you belong on this planet. You're just not sure where on this planet you belong.
Yeah, finally got to that point, yeah. That took a while.
Do you remember other places where you've been before you got here?
No, the only thing I honestly remember is I regressed myself in hypnosis on the beach when I was living in Santa Monica to right before birth, and I felt myself just going, no, and then felt a push. I mean, I wasn't keen on coming here.
I love it. You weren't too keen on coming here.
Mm.
Well, let me see about that. Why were you not keen on coming here? I'm sending this question to the center of the cosmos, to my cherubim sisters, and they have brought forth your records, actually, when you first called. They were getting your records. And what they're showing me here is you were one of the, well, in essence, everybody who was here, you know, we're not really native, so to speak. We've all come from other planets.
Mm.
It's something that people don't think of right away. You know, we're here in this biology of the people who are here, you know, humanity, but our souls really came from other places before we got here.
Mm.
And what they're showing me is that you are a messenger of the Elohim. And one of the, you might say, promises or the support system that the Elohim offered were advanced beings who would come from other planets and come to Earth and help in a very special way with their gifts to help advance humanity. And so I guess, Helene, you didn't have your hand up and somebody put your hand up. And you had your heels dug into the soul and you said, no, no, no. And they said, yes, yes, yes. And here you are. So, my darling, it's not so much as where you should be, but what you should be doing. Would you identify with that?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you just don't know where you should be to do what you know that you got to do. You know there's something, don't you?
Well, yeah, we did look into it, and I called him before, and it was in sync with what I'm beginning to do now.
What are you beginning to do?
Working musically and being a messenger musically. Through songs. And it's working with spirits that, you know, kind of talk about being environmentally smart, but also songs of the heart. That, you know
one of the things that connect people very quickly is music.
Mm.
Music is a universal language. No matter what language one speaks, there is no division in music.
Mm-hmm.
There is a connection. There, people identify with each other through music. And this reminds me of the Baltimore, I believe it was the Baltimore Symphony that went to, I don't know if it was the Baltimore or the Washington, D.C. Symphony that went to Korea. I think it was Korea. I think I've got my facts straight.
Mm.
And there was this connection. They played the music from Korea. They played music from the United States. And it helps break barriers. Music is certainly a pathway to the soul. It is certainly a pathway to love and understanding, no matter what the language is.
Mm.
And so tell me about what you were doing.
Well, there's an idea, and I'm working on it slowly. I'm like coming out for the first time and doing something in public for World Water Day later this month, and it's right around the equinox.
Well, that's beautiful. Now, was this a new creation that you've done, music that you've written?
No, no, no. This going to be a song about water that's out already, The Waters of March from Jobim.
Mm-hmm.
But it's performing there. But no, then the other thing is to put together a cabaret act around all just from heart and soul and also loving the planet too.
Very important. Gaia needs that love. Now,
mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing, but you made a statement about a reading that you had earlier that didn't connect to what you're doing now. And what was that?
Oh, no, no. With you, it did, actually. You said I was here to be a messenger through music.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, music, you know, has a sacred geometric force all of its own. You know that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
and it connects hearts. It can even, if it is the right kind of music and the person is ready, it can actually help people spin their Merkaba. So music is very important. Now, when I say to you, Helene, about if the person is ready and music can help people spin their Merkaba, how do you feel when you hear that?
You know, I'm not familiar with that. I know the symbol of the Merkaba, but I'm not familiar about spinning it.
I want you to go to the internet and research that.
Okay.
And then I want you to call me back and tell me how you feel when you research that, because I think this is a clue for you, my dear.
Okay.
What you have to bring forth with music is very advanced information. Are you willing to do that? Go do some research on spinning the Merkaba and call me back?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Google, here I come, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go Google it, darling.
Yeah.
You'll find something there, I think, and then call me back and let me know how you feel about that. You see, I don't think you're sort of putting the cart before the horse in a sense. In this sense, you're asking where you should do your work, where what you need to be doing is doing your work. Your work is going to take you to the places that you need to be. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that makes total sense, rather than go move, blah, blah. Yeah.
So develop your skill. Understand what you are about. Perfect your skill. And the demand for your skill is going to take you where you need to be. Does that make sense?
It does. And also what you've been talking about today, I mean, you know, the money situation is scary, not even because of the world economy. You know, just my own circumstances. But, yeah, what you're saying is totally right.
Well, Helene, we're going to be doing two abundance calls with Lord Metatron, and I suggest that you go to www.metatronminutes and sign up for them.
Mm.
I think
okay.
What we need to do, what Lord Metatron will do through his messages and through his meditations is to help you release this fear.
Yeah.
We must walk this path without fear and in a sense of commitment and all, and understanding that regardless of what is swirling around you in the world, you can be in this world but not of it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And it's going to be very important for you not to be caught up in the emotions, because if you're caught up in the emotions of fear, you're going to have difficulty bringing forth the music that you need to do.
Mm. I'm working on it. I mean, I'm a Cancer with Leo rising and a Scorpio moon, so, like, I mean, emotions are like my middle name, but, yeah.
We're here to learn how to control them, darling. It's why you came in under that sign, you know.
Yeah.
It's your challenge.
Yeah.
Be peaceful no matter what you are being faced with. To be peaceful in the face of it. It is how we walk, or one of the ways we walk into our mastery. And it is what we're all about. Call me next week. I'm curious.
I will do. You have me staying home on Sundays, Carolyn, to listen to you.
I love it. Stay home on Sundays. Give us a call. Sounds good to me.
That's what I'm doing. All right. Lots of blessings. Thank you.
Blessings to you, dear. And for some of you others who are out here staying home on Sunday to talk to us, our number is 877-876-5227. And my friends, we have about 10 minutes, and so if you want to call in, don't wait to the last 5 minutes like Helen did last Sunday. Call us now. Call us now. Get in before we are ready to go off the air. And so we were talking about two prerequisites for abundance in our own lives, and that is what is going to bring us the strength. And we have another caller, and that is wonderful. And your name, caller?
I'm Althea.
Althea?
Yes.
Well, Althea, I'm glad you called in before we're ready to go off the air.
I know.
For you.
Well, let's make it quick. I have been working on some, getting in touch with some energy that I have on the back of my heart and really listening to it. And I know it has to do with career because that's the big one in my mind right now, in my heart, what I would like to do, bring out into the world. And I was wondering if you had any additional information that you could help me with.
Well, you know, let me tell you something about that, Althea. This is one of the reasons why I question people. It's not that we can't give you the answer, and it's not that we can't open up the records and find out, but I have found that people really know the answers, and when it comes from them, it means so much more. And so I'm good. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think what I'm mostly interested in understanding is, for me, it's about releasing criticalness that I have for other people, but also for myself.
Ah, that's past life patterning, you know.
It's past
and
life patterns?
Oh, yeah, and it's because one of the things that has happened to us through our past lifetimes, and this has been a pool of the dark, and that is to find fault with ourselves. And if you think about life, the different institutions, political correctness, so much of what we have been faced with is criticisms of ourselves to not to accept ourselves as perfect. And one of the things is that I am sure this is true with you. When you face challenges, you did best that you could do at the time until new information came to you. And you look back on it and thought, well, I could have done that a little differently. Do you find yourself in that situation?
Yes. In fact, that's why I called, because I was working on that issue. I realized that I didn't have the knowledge or, you know, the ability at that point in time to be different in the situation. And it comes up with friends where it's like, you know, I'm down to just like one friend. I have a great family, great husband, great wife. But it's like what my friends tend to do is they just stop calling. And they cut me off, like, emotionally. Like, they just won't tell me what's bothering them so we can work it out. And so my first thought is, it's my fault.
And this is
the pattern I've had. Then it has to be my fault.
Not necessarily.
Well, it occurred to me when I was working this morning on my heart that, you know what, maybe this just isn't my fault. Maybe this was just the relationship came to an end.
Let me ask you a question, darling. Are you feeling that you are advancing spiritually?
Hugely.
Okay. That is what is behind these other people cutting you off. You see, what's happening now is if you have friends who are on a certain vibrational level and you work on your own spirituality and you find that you are increasing your vibrational rate, they have a hard time. They have a hard time keeping up with you to communicate with you now because you feel different to them.
Right. So, hence the cutoff.
Yeah, because they can't face it.
Well, you know, it's funny.
I have found that to be myself when I was growing in my vibrational rate. And I know this happens with people. Now, you were going to say before I cut you off.
Well, I was going to say, so when it happened to you, I mean, my first thing is, oh, then it's my fault. Like, maybe I'm too much in their face, or my vibration is too big, or, you know, or maybe I'm bringing up their stuff, and I'm maybe, you know. So I go through all this dialogue instead of just accepting the fact that it's not there.
Well, and that's what you have to, because this is a time of great vibrational change. And those who are not on our vibrational wave, these people are going to fall by the wayside, and you're going to communicate and find something in common with those people who are on your vibrational wavelength. And so I suggest that the first thing to do is let them go in peace, let them go in love, just know that everything is perfect, and that you now have an opening where you're going to meet other people who are on your vibrational wave. So some of the questions would be, well, where do you meet these people?
Right.
And do you have some places that come in mind where you could maybe meet people of like spiritual interest?
My whole thought was to move from where I'm at now.
And where are you?
I'm in Parker, Colorado, and I just I love the school district for my daughter, and I've been here 8 years.
And now, what is it about Colorado where you are that you think does not resonate to your vibrational world?
Well, I think Colorado itself does, because I have I'm two generations both sides here. You know, I have my family here, but I mean this particular community that I'm in, I don't resonate. I'm like, I feel like a fish out of water.
Well, and that could be. Maybe you do need to make a change. But before you make a change, do you meditate?
I am.
Have you sent this question to the universe to see what the answer would be?
I think I'm going to restate the question like you said it and really feel it. I've been thinking about it, but I haven't felt it. I haven't allowed myself to feel it, and I think part of the reason is because I needed to clear the sadness and pain I felt from letting go of all the people in my life.
You know, I really want to help you with this, but we're one minute up to the time when I have to get off the air. Do some meditating on this. Call me back next week. We're going to help you clear this because you're perfect, darling.
Thank you, Karen.
Don't bring yourself down to the level of the people who are leaving you.
I got it.
Yeah, they're good people. They're just not on the same vibrational wavelength that you are. So I got to go, darling.
Thank you so
call
much.
Call next week.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Bye. Love you, all of you. Check out MetatronMinutes.com. I am Yeshua Return, Carolyn Evers. Next week, talk to you again. Goodbye for now.